Welcome to the CLS Experience. I'm your host, Craig Siegel. I'm a born and raised New Yorker who achieved success with multiple businesses, but I crave something deeper. So I dedicated myself to personal growth and transformation by revamping my mindset. I went from being unable to run a mile to conquering four marathons the following year. Now, I want to help others manufacture big breakthroughs of their own.
And you've lived it. Like, you know, right? You know what it's like to be living an authentic life versus living an authentic life today.
And to have the contrast.
Exactly. Yep. When you need both.
Yeah, you need
right. Contrast. So you have to be willing to accept where you're at. Where you're at is where you're at, and it's okay. Right? Most of us are like, I'm right here. I should be further along. No, you're right where you are because that's who you are right now. Right? And you are where you are because that's all you've allowed yourself to be. So why not allow yourself to be something more, something greater, something more transparent, something more true, something more authentic?
On today's episode of the CLS Experience, we have a very delightful treat. He's an award-winning super entrepreneur, keynote speaker, best-selling author, and event creator. He's reinvented himself from being 22 years young and homeless in his darkest hour to building and scaling multiple eight-figure businesses consisting of construction, real estate, and personal development, just to name a few. He's all about education and helping people cultivate their second chance at life by going from stuck to unstoppable, just like the name of his Dynamite podcast. He's the founder of Transform You, and he's an extraordinary elevator who's not afraid to show his scars. He's just a juggernaut in all facets of life and a terrific human being. Please welcome the relentless, goal-oriented, practical, and transformative, handsome Stephen Scoggins. How you doing, Stephen?
I'm shocked, actually.
What do you mean?
I hope I can live up to all that stuff, man. I appreciate that. No, that's quite the intro, brother. Appreciate
I did
that.
Good by you?
Huh?
I did good by you?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm just, I don't get called handsome that often, so it shocks me.
Well, first of all, you are. And second of all, like I always like to say to the guests who have similar reactions, it's your story, brother. You wrote it. I just said it.
Yeah, this is true. It wasn't, I don't know if I wrote it as much as I lived it, but either way, I'm grateful that it happened.
Hell yeah. And the funny part is you and I didn't meet that long ago, but it was one of those rare instant connections where we just vibed right away. And we probably could have talked for a couple hours before we hit record, but obviously we wanted to save some of that juicy stuff for the show. And for the audience listening, let me just say this. If you're not familiar with Stephen, go do a deep dive. Check out his book, his courses, his website, his social media, everything. What I think is most valuable today is we just have an unbelievable conversation straight up. Before we jump right a little bit, we're going to get a little weird. You ready for me?
Let's go. Let's have some fun.
What's your superpower, brother?
My superpower is relentlessness. I don't know how to stop, even if I tried. And I've tried a few times.
Gift or a curse?
It can be a bit of both. More gift.
Jury's still out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. No, it's one part gift, one part struggle in that there are certain things in life that you need to pivot from and pivot around and pivot towards or pivot away from. I typically learn the hard way. So sometimes I don't pivot as quickly, but it always helps me go to the next level.
Same. I love it. I get the feeling you're the type of cat that there's no middle gear. It's 150 miles an hour or it's taking a nap. There's nothing
in between. That's exactly what it is. Right? My mom used to tell me I have one switch off and on.
Yeah. Same. Same. Look, do a thing, do it well. Right. If you're going to think, you might as well think huge.
That's right. Yeah. So true. So true. So true.
Yeah. And also, like, it's such an advantage when you play big like that, because now all of a sudden, like, where most people see limitations, you just see possibilities and opportunities.
Yeah. No, that is true. I think one of the things that I specialize in, though, and is rather than thinking, it's not that I don't dream big or I don't think big or I don't have big aspirations or I don't feel like I'm called to do something more at scale. What I have learned is to focus on the incremental progress rather than the supernatural leaps. Because the incremental progress always leads you to the supernatural leaps. You just won't even realize that it's happening. And anytime I've pursued the supernatural leaps without doing the infinite, you know, the little step-by-steps, you end up losing yourself in the process rather than absorbing the process, if that makes any sense.
It makes a lot of sense. So deep and profound. And like our mutual buddy, Uncle Ed, Milet, likes to say, like, invisible progress, right?
Yeah.
And I always tell my community, like, when the pandemic happened and I reinvented myself, I saw a lot of Netflix and a lot of day drinking. I got to work and I was working 20 hour days to build where we are now, but it's not work to me. I genuinely love this stuff. But one thing I always say is this: you can't guarantee touchdowns every day or the quantum leaps as you're referring to. But one thing that, in my opinion, that I'd love to hear if you agree, that you can guarantee is you can get a first down every day. Mm-hmm. You can do something increment to move the chains, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, think about it this way, right? There's, by the Gregorian calendar now, there's 365 days a year. Okay. If you take one step, just one step every day in whatever direction towards a better relationship, a better finance, a better business, whatever your thing is, whatever thing you're pursuing, just one step a day, by year's end, you have taken 365 steps towards that very thing that you're so passionate about. That's right? It's incremental progress is what wins the day.
That's it. So we dropped the mic, but we're just getting warmed up.
That's right.
I wanted to ask you, because I always get a kick out of this, selfishly and for the community, of course. For on a day-to-day basis, a guy like you, what are some non-negotiables for you that you must do every day?
Number one is I must pray and meditate every day. I've learned that if I give the first part of my day to that zone of genius or that spiritual concern or that source, if you will, then inevitably what happens is it sets the tone for attracting a lot of positive things in my direction. So my prayer and meditation always consists of gratitude. It always consists of saying to myself, please let today be a day I can be of service. Please let today be a day I can illustrate light and love to other people. Please let today be a stepping stone towards a better version of myself on a consistent basis. And I do that intentionally because I feel like it sets the intent behind the day, right? That means when I go into my business calls, right, I'm seeking to serve my team. I'm seeking to serve my client. When I go into connecting with my wife, I'm seeking to be more intentional about what we're texting about or trying to beat my son's college football game, tomorrow. And, you know, all these types of things are very intentional. And I think the other thing on top of that is I'm a big believer in mind, body, soul, right? So mind and soul, I can kind of work on a little bit first thing in the morning by prayer and meditation. But body is the next thing. I immediately hit the gym. As someone who's owned and operated multiple businesses simultaneously, I can tell you that on the days that I don't work out or I don't give a full-fledged effort in, whether it's cardio or just doing something of momentum, the stress of that day increases like tenfold. So if you're in that position as a listener, or as a viewer, where you are constantly under a lot of stress, a lot of pressure, and you don't have a workout or some kind of activity outlet, I guarantee if you apply that for probably a good 30, 40 days, you're going to notice a huge drop in your overall stress level. And after that, I bucket my day in 15-minute increments. I'm looking for 15-minute bullet points. Where can I be most impactful? And I start with that question. Where can I be most impactful? Not where can I be busy, right? Very different conversation with yourself, and your brain will give you an answer and tell you where to start.
Well, first of all, this is gold straight up. And let's be honest, there's a huge difference between being busy and being productive.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, and look, one of the things that you mentioned Unstoppable before, one of the things that I've always said is stuck is nothing more than not making progress. Becoming unstoppable is consistently making progress. It doesn't mean that you're in a position where you're not going to face adversity. You're not going to face struggle. You're not going to face hard times. What it says is you're not going to let those times define you, right? So when you're going through these incremental sections of life and business and career and stuff like that, so much of going to the next level is sheer momentum, right? Taking the momentum that you have in the morning and turning it into a big push throughout the course of the day takes time, and it takes intensity, and it takes focus. Well, if you're so distracted by everything around you, then you're not making consistent focus on a regular, or you don't have consistent focus on a regular basis, which makes you're probably making progress, if you will, in the wrong direction, which is the definition of being busy. So to me, being busy is nothing more than making progress in the wrong direction.
I love this, buddy. Only negative I got going on is we don't have 10 hours to chat.
Well, the good news is we're brothers, so we'll be chatting a lot.
Hell yeah, that's right. I agree with every single thing that you're saying straight up. And it's funny because I imagine a guy like you, like fitness, of course, it's great to look good, but it's more for the mental component, right? Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the word momentum. I think one of the most crucial things to understand in the world is momentum. It's the hardest thing to get, and yet it's the easiest thing to lose.
But when you have that intensity.
That's it. And when you have it, the wind's at your back. Nutrition Solutions offers the best healthy meal prep options for health, wellness, weight loss, and improved performance. The customer service and support at Nutrition Solutions is unbelievable and second to none. And when I travel for my marathons, the meals are waiting at my hotel. I don't even have to break a sweat. Even their protein donuts and breakfast items are made with fresh, organic ingredients. I love Nutrition Solutions' reliability, quality, and all-around lifestyle that they represent, which is world-class. To get both physically and mentally fit, go to NutritionSolutions.com and use promo code CLS25. Thank me later, you dig?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and intensity... Intensity is the intangible that builds the day, right? Intensity in and of itself is a choice. You're choosing to be intense. You're choosing to be focused. You're choosing to put your highest priority first. You are choosing. You're not in a position where if you're choosing intently, you're choosing your intent, which is a byproduct of becoming intensely, insanely focused at a specific objective. If you're not doing that, then by definition, you're actually getting yourself off the rails. Like to me, it's a very simple thing to get there. I'm intensely going to focus right now on this amazing conversation with my good buddy, right? You and I are going to be zoned in for the next, 30, 45, 50 minutes, right? Cause that's who we are. Well, when I get done with this, I'm going to be intensely focused on driving 4 hours to Charleston. So I can be intensely focused on being at an important meeting tomorrow where they'll have 100% of my attention, right? You mentioned it earlier where it's the power of being present. But if you're going to use the power of being present in the moment, you need to be intensely focused on being present in the moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So yeah. To me, that's the core attribute of whether or not you are going to have supernatural unstoppability or if you get to stay stagnant and stuff like that. And yes, it does. It will put off a higher resonance. It will have a higher rate of vibration. It'll give you a higher level of spiritual connection. But so much of that is based on you choosing to be intensely focused in a specific direction.
I'm laughing because I just love you. And it's like, when the same frequency gets together, It's just gold. I never heard that articulated like that. And I've had some of the world's greatest on the show before. You have to be so focused on being mindful and present.
Yeah, how cool. That's exactly right.
That's so cool. Yeah. Right? Like you would think that like being focused is actually like the opposite of mindful, but on the contrary, You're being so intentional about being so present that You're not available for any distractions.
Yeah. Yeah. Mindful. You're being mindful, full of being present in the moment, using your mind to realize you're in a present moment to capitalize on and to make connections with. Yeah. You and I are fortunate. We got to meet each other for the first time at an incredible New York mixer at the top of one of the restaurants at the top of one of these buildings, and was amazing.
Dream hotel. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But one of the things that we did specifically is you and I were very focused and very present on getting to know each other just a little bit more. And the next thing you know, we had people coming up to us or was like standing there listening to our conversations.
That's right.
Which I thought was kind of cool. So
yeah. Yeah. 100%. It's a vibe straight up.
Yeah.
This is awesome. One of the things you talk about often, and of course, everybody should be looking at Steven's content, but I'm a fan and I wanted to show this conversation the respect it deserves. You talk a lot about teamwork and There's a lot of entrepreneurs that listen to this show that are building businesses and so forth. How critical is that component, teamwork?
Well, it's incredibly critical in that if it's about you, it'll never be successful. There's a time to grind. There's a time to fight. There's a time to get your idea off the ground. But you will never be able to scale yourself if you can't scale your business, and you can't scale your business or your occupation or your profession without team, without people. It takes people to make a dream actually come true. I'm very fortunate. I'm very blessed. I have about 400 people working for me across the businesses, across a couple states, all the way from my executive team, all the way down to in the construction industry, the installer, if you will, the person that, and I think about them on a consistent basis when I make decisions, right? If I make a bad decision, I can affect the average person has 4 people in their household, 1600 people by making one bad decision, right? By putting other people's interests first, I'm always actually protecting my own interests because I'm actually propelling them before I propel myself. So what happens is rather than me having to propel myself, they're actually pulling me back like a rubber band and then catapult you forward. But you can only do that if you have buy-in from the people around you, and you only get buy-in from the people around you by helping them find something called goal alignment. How can what you do, how you do it, and why you do it help them get what, how, and why they want, right? What is it that they want? Do they want a supernatural relationship? Do they want incredible finances? Do they want a profession that they can just feel powerful in? What is it that they want? And then how can you as a person and or you as a business or business owner affect that in a positive direction? And if you can find goal alignment with it, inevitably what happens is you get to create that insane, intense momentum we talked about earlier, because now like a Clydesdale, you're not pulling one with one horse, you're pulling with 12.
Yeah.
Right. So, and that's the kind of momentum I want people to think about.
That's great. And also, like, you got to surround yourself with the right people, right? And mm-hmm. goal alignment, figuring out, like, yep. what is the intention, so you're not wasting anybody's time. Yep. We're building and we're scaling. We're going really fast right now. And one thing that, if I'm being 100% transparent and vulnerable, it's been a little bit challenging to find the right people yep. that buy in. It's not easy.
Yeah. No, and it's not supposed to be easy.
Right, right.
The right people are not the ordinary people.
Right.
The ordinary people are lost in their day-to-day lives and focus too much on their struggle rather than their, you know, perpetual success that they could have if they chose to sacrifice.
Plugged into the matrix.
Exactly. In its simplest form, yes, plugged into the matrix, plugged into the world's falling apart, the economies are going to implode. You know, banks are down, stock market's down, da da da. Well, guys, this has been happening for thousands of years. Economies rising and falling. Businesses rising and falling. Economic developments, political environments. It's rising and falling. And if you get lost in that stuff, unfortunately, you're getting lost in not focused on the thing you're building, whether it's yourself or other things. So, you know, so one of the things that I like to tell people to do specifically is when it comes to finding the right people, the lens that I use is, do they have the character that I can agree with? Do they have the integrity that I can trust them that when I'm not actually watching them, they're doing the right thing? Okay. Are they reliable, AKA loyal? And is there some value that I have that I can offer them? And is there some value they can offer me back? Those are types of frameworks that I use to try to select those people. The one thing that I think we all do is we see more of a mirror image of ourselves a lot of times. And if that mirror image is there, we'll accept the mirror image, not realizing that the person that we need is actually past the mirror image of ourselves.
That's awesome. Yeah. What I love about you, besides the many things, is you're so systematic, brother. Like, you have your philosophies and mm-hmm. you don't really waver.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I made a decision, a conscious decision a long time ago to only teach from a place of things that I have lived, tested, and understood. I find that most of us are we're throwing too much stuff at the wall. We're not actually giving something a true chance. You know, we talked about earlier, just the sheer fact, you know, what are your non-negotiables first thing in the morning or whatever. That's a ritual I have. And I have that ritual because it protects me, right? It focuses me. It creates diligence within me. And most of us are so distracted, we can't be diligent.
Yeah. Beautifully said. That's it. I want to bring this up today because it'll give a little context, a little bit of your background, but it's also something that's universal for everybody listening today. And that is the power of setbacks, breakdowns, and losses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, first of all, they're not something to be avoided. I think the first half of my life where that did lead me to homelessness, I was trying to avoid the very things that call it God, call it source, call it universe, call it whatever you want to call it. Was using to shape me. And the further I pulled away from it, the more tension it created. And the more I leaned into it, the quicker it became a catapult, so to speak. Like most of us, we try to avoid pain. We try to avoid adversity. We try to avoid growth. We try to avoid the very things that ultimately take us to the next level. It's one of the reasons when I'm given the privilege to share on stage, whether it's at my own events or other events, that I spend a lot of time just telling people where I screwed up. I have zero problems with that. I believe you can't be transformational until you're transparent, which means you got to be transparent with yourself. You got to be radically honest with yourself. Not in a judgmental or beat yourself up kind of way, more of an observation. almost like watching yourself as a, on a movie screen. And rather than being the actor in the movie, you now are the editor watching the movie, taking out the bits and pieces that don't make sense. Kind of that mentality. Because when you do that, what inevitably what happens is you have an outside perspective that now you can actually connect the dots. You can see why that struggle, that event, that thing happened to then ultimately take you to the next level. And at the end of the day, I think rather than, and all of us are guilty of this, Lord knows I was guilty of it for over a decade, trying to avoid pain rather than turning pain into progress. Let your pain become progress. Let your suffering become, you know, something more.
Yeah. This is great. Straight up. I've spoken to you many times since we started our relationship. You're as sharp and as on fire today as I've ever heard you, but you're locked in. You're in the zone. This is valuable to anybody. This is awesome. And look, I know you've also said this, and again, everybody can relate to this in some capacity. Rock bottom is a foundation and bedrock to build on. And before you dive into that, I just want to say, I want to acknowledge you. The transparency thing, it's something that was uncomfortable for me when I pivoted from Wall Street to what I'm doing now, but I leaned into it and embraced it. And I got to tell you, it's made all the difference in the world on stage with my community, with the audience, in just being transparent and vulnerable. It allows everybody to kind of form a connection, right? Because it's relatable. And I don't know about you, but like when I was growing up, like Superman was never my favorite because I found it very hard to relate to him.
Yeah.
But I always liked Batman because anybody could be him, right?
Yeah.
So like, and that's just an analogy, but when you're transparent, first of all, it also gives credibility. Like, why should I listen to Stephen? Oh, he's been through it. He was homeless. He made some poor choices, but he learned from them. And now he's doing this. Yeah. So for anybody listening, that's any type of authority figure, I think it's really important to display empathy because that makes people have an opportunity to relate to you.
Yeah.
And then obviously, again, you said rock bottom is actually a really good foundation to build off of.
Yeah, it's the bedrock. Well, and the reality is look, if you're not transparent with yourself and you're not willing to go to that stage in the game, inevitably what happens is rather than living an authentic life, you live an inauthentic life. And when you're living an inauthentic life, you always feel like a part of you is missing. You always feel a part of you is lonely, even though you can be surrounded with thousands of people. You always feel like you're not living in a way that is conducive to the, I would call it your created value, right? However, when you're radically honest with yourself and you operate in that transparency, much like you did in your major pivot, all of a sudden you learn things about yourself that have always been there, that you never knew were there, that are actually your personal superpowers. Right? Your personal superpower is directly correlated to your level of being transparent, authentic with yourself. And I don't want people to get this confused. I don't want people to get confused with transparently looking at yourself, your circumstances, your growth that's needed, even some of the stuff that you can amplify in your life from being judgmental, condemnation, derogatory. You know, if you think about it, when you're not operating in a high state, right? You're not operating your highest version of yourself. What you're really doing in many cases, you're saying things to yourself you would never say to someone else because you know it would hurt them too bad. But yet we treat ourselves like that until we have the moment where this radical honesty, this transparency that causes transformation begins to occur. And you've lived it. Like, you know, right? You know what it's like to be living an authentic life versus living an authentic life today.
And to have the contrast.
Exactly. Yep. When you need both.
Yeah, you need
right. Contrast. So you have to be willing to accept where you're at. Where you're at's where you're at, and it's okay, right? Most of us are like, "Where I'm right here. I should be further along." No, you're right where you are because that's who you are right now, right? And you are where you are because that's all you've allowed yourself to be. So why not allow yourself to be something more, something greater, something more transparent, something more true, something more authentic? And as a result, as you lean into that, your relationships will take a supernatural turn. Your personal finances will take a supernatural turn positive. Your business or career or profession will take a supernatural turn in their positive direction because you are being you. No one else can be you. Only you can be you.
Yeah. Not even twins have the same fingerprints.
That's right. Or the same personality.
That's right. Yeah.
Think about it. We need to do a study on this just for fun. We'll go out and do a twin study. But in most cases, you typically have one twin that's super outgoing and one twin that's super introverted, right? One twin that's super gifted with numbers, one twin that's super gifted with creativity. You're you. Be you.
That's so awesome. And I, you just brought me back, brother. When I was available for these creative divine downloads, and I realized that personal development was more than a passion, it was a purpose, mm-hmm. and I was going to step into this thing, I started to think, and I was like, what's proprietary about me is me. Mm-hmm. I'm weird. I'm strange, right? I run marathons. I say all these weird things, but that's me. Take it or leave it. It is what it is. But I'll take my shot, and the right people will gravitate and the wrong people will not. And that's okay. But just the awareness that I had in the beginning was so liberating, right? It kind of sets you free because you know from the get-go, I'm not for everybody and that's okay.
Yeah. 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 Well, think about this. All right. So I don't know if you dealt with this when you first started speaking like I did. When I first started speaking, this was probably a decade ago. I would always get positive feedback when I was done. Okay. Which is great. The problem was, is I never got to a place where I felt like I was being super authentic with who I was on stage. I was always trying to emulate the people that I respected or aspired to be, right? The Dave Ramseys, the John Maxwells, the Simon Sinek's, and all these, you know, wonderful thought leaders who were very gifted in their own direction. And I would get on stage and I would have some of my own euphemisms that might kind of come across a little bit like them, a little bit like me. You know, when I did the Unstoppable Startup, that we're releasing to the public later this year, from a recording standpoint, when I did it, you know, what was really interesting is I walked out on stage with a tool belt and a center block on my arm. And I laid it on a big slab to talk about the power of focus. And it's actually, some of that video is actually circulating right now on Instagram.
I got to get a copy of it.
Yeah. Cause what shook in my mind is, all right, where have I been? Where have I built my life from? Well, construction industry. How do you build skyscrapers? Well, you go deep before you go wide, before you go up. Right? How do you build a home? It always starts with the clearing of the land, the foundation, right? There's all these euphemisms as it relates to construction and real estate that translate directly on top of life, right? And in this particular thing, I was talking about the power of focus, right? Most of us, you know, we're maybe it's almost like this episode is becoming all about focus, which wasn't the intention, but I think it can take a life of its own. But I was like, okay, well, you're going to focus on trying to make a great marriage. You're going to focus on trying to do this. You're going to focus on trying to do that. Meanwhile, at your heart's content, you want to focus on becoming the best version of yourself, but you're not focused there. And one of the things that I do in this particular clip, and it's on Instagram. If your folks want to check it out, at Steven_Scoggins, but I go through this process. I'm hitting the stone with a hammer, one lick at a time, as hard as I can. And I want you to know that the moment I go into the same place at the same time, three licks, it shatters the whole middle of the block. It just goes to show the power of intense focus. The longer you have divided focus, you're going to have diluted results. Okay. So if you're spending all your time focused over here and focused over there and focused over here and focused over here and focused over here and focused, none of those things are going to really take shape, right? Becoming unstoppable is about becoming intensely focused, right? You know, I think we both believe in a certain level of visioneering or manifestation. At manifestation at its core is visualization of intent focus. You're intently focused on the thing that you want to bring into your life, which is why it ends up manifesting in your life, because you've been intensely focused on it.
Good or bad.
Good or bad. Perfect. Yeah, exactly. So if I know that going into it, then my choice has to become, what am I going to focus on? Right? Wrong?
That's it.
That's essentially what creates this momentum cycle that I think we all aspire to have. So it's one part being transparent with yourself. It's one part being focused. And it's another part of doing the work as it relates to what you're focused on. You do those three things, you can win at anything.
So good, brother. I love how focused you are about being focused.
We're going to tweet that later.
That's a soundbite. I mean, I got to tell you, like, you make it sound so simple, and it is, right? We complicate things. Like for the audience, like, how do you really manifest something? Whatever it is that you're focusing on, mm-hmm. right? Thoughts become things.
Yep.
Think and grow rich. Like, that's what's going to materialize.
Yeah.
So, and here's the best part, in my opinion. If you're not getting the results that you desire, it's just feedback from the mm-hmm. universe letting you know you're focusing on the wrong stuff.
Yep. Or you're being impatient.
True.
Right? the most meaningful things in life come through, for lack of a better word, and for our female audience, please don't get mad at me. The most meaningful things of life come through a birth canal. Nothing that is worth anything that's meaningful is going to come super overnight and super easy. You know, okay. We were joking around before we got started about my recent verification on Instagram, right?
Yes.
Great. It's wonderful. I'm excited. Like, people can stop hopefully knowing that I'm not trying to sell them Bitcoin on the side when I'm not doing that, right?
All right.
And all this kind of stuff, right? From all the various imitators or whatever. You know, but what most people don't understand is that was an entire process. That's an entire process of getting quality press, being on amazing shows like this, being authentic on camera, putting myself out there on a consistent basis with a message that I hope resonates with folks, and then trusting in the process. You've been through verification. It doesn't happen overnight. It comes by doing a lot of the right things over time, consistently well, and then you get the result, which means all the things you want to manifest in your life. Yes, focus. Yes, visualize. Yes, attack. Yes, go after. But also know that it comes through a birth canal. There's going to be tension. There's going to be frustration. There's going to be birth pain, so to speak, right? There's going to be all these beautiful things that are actually happening to shape you, to get you to the place of not only when you get the thing that you're manifesting, you appreciate the thing that you're manifesting.
Yup, that's correct. Billionaire Mark Cuban is motivating entrepreneurs daily with his Three Commas line of apparel, accessories, and coffee. Three Commas has the softest suede crew tees, a great line of accessories, and the best direct trade Colombian coffee. Join the Three Commas Club on Instagram at Three Commas or visit their website, threecommas.com, to learn more. Thank me later, you dig. You're such a good dude, bro. I just got to acknowledge you. This is awesome. Birth canal. Like, and also so true. Like, anything that comes, that feels like it was a little too easy, usually is.
And it ends quickly.
It does. I know from experience.
Yeah. I mean, just in the business realm, building multiple businesses simultaneously, I don't know what the heck I was thinking. Like, yeah. it's like, please put me in the tightest birth canal on the planet and let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Right. At the same time, after doing it a few times now, it's easier for me to do it the next time.
Of course.
Right. There's muscle memory involved or mental memory involved, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm hoping maybe that I can offer value to your audience today, whether they're listening or watching or whatever, is be focused, be consistent, and don't let impatience. Like, if you're impatient, it's because you're probably either insecure with yourself or you're judging your performance based on somebody else's performance. That's where impatience comes from.
So true. Got nuggets today, brother. Straight up.
Appreciate that.
Great stuff. We're pulling out all the Stephen hits today. One of the things that you said that I love is your outer environment never controls the inner you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yes and no. If you were actually a person who is mindful and aware, who is aware of where they're ultimately trying to go, you've gone through the
mindful.
Exactly. You're going through the transparency process. You've gone through the focused intensity. Then you know that everything you want out of life is inside out, not outside in. Now, if you're lost in the darkness, which is what I was for a number of years, right? Homelessness and the whole nine, you are judging your value based on your outside endeavors. I don't have the job I want. I don't have the relationship I want. I don't have the money I want. I don't have, I can't, I won't, I never. Like, what we want to do, what you and I both love doing, is shaking people out of that. I'm like, no. It starts on the inside. That's why every day starts with prayer and meditation. I want to start my day on the inside and work my way out.
Yes. I love that you said that, because a lot of my one-on-one clients, right? They always want strategies right out the gate because they see mm-hmm. what I've done over the, you know, but I'm always like, we'll get to that. First, we got to get you right.
Yeah.
And they don't understand it. Like, but what do I do? Like, how do I get my light on my show? Like, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Let's get your frequency vibrating on a high level. Let's make you available for the abundance yeah. right now. And then, all, you know, eventually they realize, thank God. And also, like, when you're operating like that, create a divine download, the strategies will come to you.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, you could have all the strategies, but if you're not good in here, and I'm pointing to my mind for the audience that can't see, nothing's going to work.
Yeah. Well, look at it this way. You can have all the strategies in the world. You can be applying the strategies, and you could be getting moderate success. Okay. However, you are going to be empty in the process, right? Strategies alone will never take you anywhere. In fact, I will tell you that this is something that it dawned on me a number of years ago, that I've been very honest about with people, because they say, well, you know, what is the greatest mistake you've ever made in business? Okay. When you use business, the business acronym or analogy, I say, well, I don't know. Because I've made lots of them. I've done lots of stupid things, some with big zeros, right?
Haven't we all?
Right. But then I realized the number one mistake I made in business was trying to build a business without building myself. So many of us think the business is going to build our identity, not knowing that the identity is always built before the business.
Nailed it. Yeah. Clarity, vision.
Mm-hmm. Who do you want to be when you grow up? If nobody was telling you who to be, who would you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
Are you living somebody else's life? Are you running somebody else's business? Like, you have to be super honest with yourself. I'm like, is this me? Is this really me? Is this what I was created for? Do I light up when it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the East Coast and I get to hang out with my buddy on a podcast? Do I light up? Yes, I light up. Let's do it. It's fun. It's me. It's us. We're having good things always happen when we connect. It always does, right? Or do I go into that call? I'm like, well, it's 4 o'clock. I have to drive 4 hours to Charleston as soon as it's over. It's going to be like 9 or 9:30 when I get there. I don't know if I'll probably have to eat fast food on the way, which I hate eating fast food. Like again, where are you focused? I'm focused on having a great time with one of my best friends on the planet and trying to make a difference in people's lives whenever we get in, like in that zone. Right.
Yeah.
All back to focus.
As you talk, I just had a breakthrough because, you know, in the beginning of the pandemic, when I reinvented myself, I never really articulated until you just said it. Step one, and I never said this publicly out loud, was actually to become radically honest with myself, to acknowledge that I was not happy. I did not want to go back to Wall Street when the lockdown was over. And then from there, if you can see it, you can change it. But if you can't see it, you can't change it. So that was really step one, is to cultivate radical honesty.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and look, it's the core. It's the nucleus. You remember in math class back in the day, and I wasn't super good in math until they put dollar signs beside it. Then all of a sudden I can figure out complex problems, which is weird, which is true, actually.
I believe
But in math class, it was all about the common denominator, right? What's the common denominator? When you look at a situation, when you look at a limiting belief, when you look at an aspiration, when you look at your relationships, positive, negative, whatever, they all have a charge to them. What is the common denominator that's driving that thing? And typically it's us not being honest with ourselves, doing things we don't want to do, to be around people that we don't like and respect, who don't like and respect us, which leaves us feeling isolated, empty, and alone, right? Which is unfortunately 70% of the American population would identify themselves in that way. And it's because they're living someone else's life, which comes in a variety of forms.
Yeah.
Right. In business, in relationships, or, you know, that they're going to marry somebody because their aunt, uncle told them that, no, this is the one, they make a lot of money. If you don't marry them, you're going to struggle or whatever. Yeah. Right. But they're not deeply connected. There's no communication side to it. There's no one that's really that's a true confidant that they can come home to. I mean, you're about to have an amazing woman as part of your life permanently. Right.
That's right.
And you know, I can just briefly mention that big old smile pops up. And it's because you know what I'm saying is true, in that the person in your relational category needs to be somebody you can deeply connect with, right? At a very deep level, you know, and that's true for business and finance and so on. It's true for everything. It's a life truth.
Yeah. Full disclosure, of course, I'm going to cut content from this conversation when we drop the episode. But I should definitely send you this video for your team as well, brother. You are on fire today.
I appreciate that, dude.
Nuggets, abundance of nuggets. This is awesome. We'll land the plane with these two final ones. And I'm so excited to ask you this. You just mentioned my girl. You've been married a long time, correct?
I've been married, just celebrated 8 years.
Nice.
Just celebrated 8 years.
First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
What's the secret? I know it's not easy.
Oh man,
what you might say. What are some?
I feel kind of bad. So when my wife and I got married, we had the most blissful engagement dating thing on the planet. Like it's like our relationship had a mind of its own. Okay. Shortly thereafter, I went into about 6 or 8 months later. I discovered I was embezzled. I had embezzlement going on in one of my businesses that was substantial. A year and a half or 2 years within that time frame, my wife began having serious health issues. And then from that, I had to jump back in full time to one of my larger businesses and began putting the pieces back together, which means I missed time with her and our kids, who became adults and literally grew 6 inches from in the time that I last saw them to the time I next saw them. And, you know, there have been really trying times based on the intensity of life, based on certain things, birth canals, if you will, that you have to go through. Okay. I would say that the secret is one is choosing on a daily basis that I choose to love this person, warts and all. I discovered a long time ago that true love is not loving somebody for who they are. True love is loving somebody in spite of who they are. Okay. So my wife can accept the fact that I can be a bit of a workaholic. I love what I do, right?
I'm shocked to hear that.
Yeah, right. She can also be, you know, sometimes a little bit too aggressive at times. She's also one of the most tender people I know on the planet, right? And it depends on the circumstances and the situations. And I think waking up each day saying "I choose you" is a big, big lesson, right? It's easy to choose someone to be by your side or be in your life when everything's going great. It's not so easy when they're going through health struggles or when they're going through an embezzlement and they're not emotionally or mentally available. They come home, they're burnt out, they fall asleep, they need to take Benadryl to get the stress away. You know, so my relationship with my wife has been really, really, over the last several years has had a lot of really low lows. And also a lot of really high highs. And I'm happy to say at this point in our relationship, I think we finally accepted each other for who we really are. And I think that's at the crust of it, right? I choose you. I accept you. I love you. And I'm willing to grow with you. That willing to grow with you is not just an age. It's also an emotional and mental and spiritual security and mentality or maturity, yeah. Right? I choose to become the best version of myself alongside of you becoming the best version of yourself. Not trying to influence the process. You know, my wife is currently on a healing journey, which I'm super excited about. She's going to have a very different life in the next 6 or 8 months because of some decisions we've made for her health that will probably change the game for her. Right. I'm making some business decisions right now that will hopefully give me some more free time with my wife and the connection and vacationing and do some other things like that. Again, all of those are intentionally, intensely focused items that we choose in our relationship. Do you, at this point in time, can you look at the person across from you, whether you're having a fight with them right now or not, or whether you're just in the love bug where it's all cuddled up and everything is a joke and like a baby coo, like whatever moment you're in. Can you be equally as present and equally as content in both moments? That's the secret, to be equally content consistently.
What was that? That's right. I can hear your thoughts. Have no fear. I'm going to tell you exactly where you can get weekly access to the CLS experience live in action. Drop in gems, nuggets, trainings, special celebrity and business mogul guest speakers, and maximum energy. We just launched the CLS membership. We have weekly Zooms with like-minded, growth-oriented juggernauts, networking and absorbing all the wisdom via weekly Zooms. Head to cultivatelastingsymphony.com and then bang, enter your new network today. Let's grow together. You dig? So beautifully articulated, brother, for so many reasons. And it's so true, right? Like, you go through seasons in life, there's mm-hmm. going to be ups and downs, but being invested in the process, mm-hmm. meaning that when shit hits the fan,
yep.
right? Which, spoiler alert,
it's going to happen every now and again. Like,
are you here for the bad along with the good?
Yeah. Right?
Because it's easy to be with somebody when everything's clicking.
Yeah.
but can you be in harmony through the obstacles? And kudos to you, brother, for being, I mean, you are the epitome of transparent, vulnerable. I know the audience is going to really respect that. I love it about you. It's just beautifully said. And you guys have been through some real deep stuff.
Yeah. Most of the things that we've been through would have crushed, just one of the items that we've been through have crushed most marriages.
No doubt.
And you know, I can talk about frequency and manifestation stuff all day. I believe all of that is true. Right. I personally believe in a God, in a source, a creator, a divine being that created the whole thing for no other reason than his sheer enjoyment. I have to believe.
Before you continue, I just want to say the last thing I was going to segue into was faith. Talk about alignment. This is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the reality is for me, faith is not something outside of me. It's something that's a deep part of me. Okay. That faith that I have is the resilience I need. It's the divine download that we've been talking about through manifestation and focus and all that stuff. All the stuff goes together. Like, even if I went straight biblical, I could show you in scripture where manifestation, the power of focus, the power of intensity, the power of belief, the power of faith, right, is the same thing as manifesting something in your life. It's something that's not yet here that you're believing is going to manifest. Therefore, it's faith. Like, it's they're the same. In this specific circumstance, by having a greater authority than yourself to go to, then you're able to ask questions of a greater authority than yourself to allow for the divine downloads. If you don't have an essence or spiritual nature to yourself, then what it does is it disrupts the power to ask the most important questions that you don't have answers to. Now, I segue in that to saying that some of the questions that you ask, you're not going to get the answer that you want. You're going to get the answer that you need, right? Which also means when you go to pick a spouse, because I believe in a creator, divine creator, a source, a greater higher power. I would call him Jesus. Some people call him God. Some people call him Allah, Buddha, whatever. When that occurs, I also realized very early on, you actually don't marry the spouse that you want. You marry the spouse that you need. The spouse, the kids, the job, the profession, none of it is designed to keep you stagnant, stifled, or in the same place that you were 5 years ago. All of those things that come out of a beautiful relationship with, whether it be with a divine creator or whether it be with a spouse or a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever, all of that is coming from what you need in order to grow yourself. It's like there's a scriptural reference in the Bible that says iron sharpens iron, right? It's not bread sharpens iron, right? Because bread would fall apart. It would break apart. It would fall down to the wayside. It takes iron. It takes something of equal caliber to sharpen a skill set, a maturity set, an emotional belief, a spiritual belief, to sharpen that thing to such a thing where it will cut through anything, including your own limiting beliefs with yourself. I might have gone too deep, too far, too fast, but that's where my heart's at.
Never too deep with me. This is awesome, straight up. Talk about alignment, by the first of all. And it's so true. Like, I've really worked on my faith and where I'm at over the last couple of years significantly. Like, I was brought up Jewish. But for me personally, at this season of my life, the most important thing for me is cultivating my relationship with God.
Yeah.
And sometimes, and this might sound controversial, but like religions and like politics, like it could be very dividing.
Yeah. You know? Well, and I think that's the thing. Whether it's Judaism or Christianity or any number of the other religions, when it becomes about the religion, it's not about the relationship. Right. Even before the incarnation of Jesus or whatever you want to call it. Right. Even before Moses is leading people out of Egypt. Right.
Yep.
All of that is all about relationship. Moses had a relationship with God.
Correct.
Right. Some would say that Muhammad had a relationship directly with God or Allah or that. Mm-hmm. Christianity. All right. So I'll just say this plainly. Sometimes the worst thing that ever happened to the Christian belief system or Christian faith system is the Christian. The Christian is critiquing other people for not being perfect, even though they know dang well they're not perfect, which is the polar opposite of what my main man, Jesus, actually said. Like, it's the polar opposite. We have it backwards, right? So this self-enlightenment, the self-search, the search for relationship is ultimately where you need to be securing yourself and whatever your belief system is.
Whatever it is.
It's not about the religion. It's not about the tradition. There are beautiful things in the religion. There are beautiful things in the tradition, Like you talked about Judaism, I used to love the Passover. Like I used to celebrate Passover with Hasidic friends of mine. That's right. Awesome. I thought it was a beautiful experience.
Yep.
Right. It was also an honor to be a Christian and being invited to a Jewish Passover.
Yeah.
Right. But there was love and respect. There was relationship. Right. And because of that, I think we brought beauty and even glory, dare say, to the divine.
So true. Right.
Because it's not this, you mentioned it's not the separation that's what's needed. And the longer we focus on the religion and not the relationship, not only are we missing out on it from us and the divine, we're also missing out on you and I.
That's right. Because we all are part of the collective.
That's exactly right.
And I like how you use the word essence. Very powerful stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. I know you got a big drive ahead. Otherwise, you'd probably talk for another 20 hours. This is awesome. My favorite part is it's just the beginning, all things considered, of the friendship. The podcast is blowing up. We have a couple million downloads now, sponsored by Mark Cuban. The audience is very loyal and hardcore.
Wow.
What's the best way for them to support you, brother?
Well, first of all, I just want to say congratulations to the audience for playing such an amazing role in supporting your effort. You grew it from a dream and a wish and a heartfelt, just like a heartfelt need to serve, right? And I think the most beautiful things are found there. I think for us, just let me be part of your life. You know, check out the podcast. You'll see a familiar face looking back at me on one of our episodes come up in the near future. You'll see that we have a lot of content that's all about becoming unstoppable. And being stuck in your life, your business, your career, your profession is different. It's a little bit different for everyone, but the solutions are often very similar. So yeah, just let's connect. Let's just stay connected.
Done and done. How can I personally support you?
Bro, you're already doing it. Just being a good friend, man. A good friend is what I need more of for sure.
Done. That's easy for me. Brother, I want you to know you're the definition of perspective, reinvention, and growth. From taking your life experience to spreading positivity, light, and deep truths. You're a true gladiator, visionary, role model, and beacon of hope for anybody coming up today with big goals and aspirations. I could personally guarantee your best yet to come. Keep on spreading your wings and leaving your mark in this world. So much love and respect for you. Thank you so much for stopping by and dropping these priceless nuggets today.
My pleasure, brother. Much love.
That was too good, buddy.
I had a blast, man. That was fun.
That was great.
Yeah, you and I can literally talk for days.
To be honest with you, this has only happened a handful of times. I got a dopamine hit when we were speaking. Like, it was such a good conversation.
Yeah.
This is my dinner conversation. Like, this is the stuff I love to talk about. And it's obviously even more special when it's a friend, but when it's real alignment, same core values and so forth, just time extremely well spent.
Absolutely. You know, I got limbo love for you, brother. I'm looking forward to doing a lot more stuff with you.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and follow me on Instagram at CraigSiegel_CLS, the YouTube channel Craig Siegel, and our website CultivateLastingSymphony.com, where you could sign up for our email blast with all free trainings on all of our content. The best is yet to come.